Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence, your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. Welcome to another episode of Lighthouse Conversation. I am your host, Marian Samuel, and with me on the telephone line is Mr. Trevor Isaac, better known to many, especially here in Antigua and Barbuda, as Baytop. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversation, Baytop.
Good morning, pleasant good morning to you, Sister Marian, and the listening public. Nice to be here, you know, nice to be online too. You know, share some of the good things that nature has provided, and to heal people also, you know, to get better, and a lot of things that are happening in the community worldwide, you know, and better ways that we can use the herb that we have around us, get results, and don't have to worry about side effects. Okay,
awesome.
So yes, it's natural. Yes, I'm doing natural products. That's what I'm into. All natural. There's no synthetic, so it's all from plant. Herb-based plants that are, import from Africa, out of Jamaica, South America, a couple of different Caribbean islands. Yes, so it's all natural as we go. So it's a blend of the Caribbean also. So it's not just only part of Antigua products. I'm using our herbal remedies. It's an island-wide, worldwide remedy. And they're natural, and it's a legit business also I'm doing.
I want you to give the listener a little background of yourself and the name. Why Baytop?
Okay, the name Baytop came about, I just have a thought, you know, Baytop, healing persons. It's just like if you're going fishing, you put a bait on a hook or line, and then you're fishing, you bait up the line, and then you catch a fish. So that's the result that you get. So you have a fish for dinner. So it's the concept now of reverse psychology of natural plants that I'll make. So those are the bait. And then I give it to the customer. That's how I come up with the name, originate with the name, Baytop. So it's basically something for healing process. Some people might think it comes about like Baytop, sound like rat poison, you know. Yeah, so I've been asked those questions before, and those are some of the feedback that I get. But at the end of the day, you know, it's an unusual, unique name also, but that's the reason behind of it, and there's a purpose for the name. It's for a result. It's to use something in order to get a result. However, as you ask, I'll come out by the name I just did, and I'll give you a little bit of history of my business. Yeah, it's a natural herbal business. It's remedies for old, newborn, middle age. So it doesn't matter what age you are. There's no side effects knowing so far over the years. My business roughly going, personally, the Baytop name is roughly going for about 15 years now. Okay, island-wide that I do. I do the reverse psychology of fermentation, so my plants are not, my beverage and my drinks and my products and remedies, they're not alcoholic, so I don't work with alcohol. However, gravitate me to this venture. I was Mr. Stanford mixologist, the only mixologist here. That's Alan Stanford. Probably not people know him back in the 2000 to 2009 before the business collapsed. Yeah, so what I used to do, I used to give history and beverages, no alcohol, the spirits, wine, double fermentation, double fortified wine, sparkling still. That's what I used to do first. Mm-hmm. So I was into the outside world in terms of indulging to alcohol. However, you know, I turn around, you know, so I make a change. So I'm not working with alcohol anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, so alcohol is not a first priority for me anymore. So I find ways of healing people because alcohol is made from plants. Alcohol is plant-based. However, they add products to it, yeast and other things to get it into alcohol. I don't do that. So what I do, I use the natural yeast from the air, and I do a reverse psychology of fermentation, turns the products into non-alcoholic beverages. Mm. So some of the products will be oil-based, some will be non-oil-based, some will be tincture, some will be like infusion, you know, some will be hydrated. So there's different things that I do in order to formulate what I have, okay? So that's one part of it. So that's what gravitated me to it. Got an injury, how I come about doing the drink now. So I was there and, you know, decided the medication was not working. You know, used to get the result and you come back again. So I decided I'm going to do something herbally because I was in the herbal field in terms of alcohol beverages made from plants. I decided to go plants. So I raised up my grandmother, so I got most of my knowledge from my grandmother. So granny was very a big role in two way I gravitated to in life. I never expected to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so God guided me this way. After I got the injury, it wasn't healing. I was one time, a vision came to me. I'll be honest. A spirit just came over me and just told me, okay, I need to get this plant, that plant. I never have an idea of thinking about Nevis. Never in my whole entire life. A voice came to me, go and get sarsaparilla from Nevis. So that's how I got the sarsaparilla to make the bathtub drink. If I tell how I get it, I don't know. Spirit just came over me and that happened. So I formulated the drink, started using it for about 11 months or so. And I realized that it healed the problem I had. Like I couldn't bend my knee, I had a ligament torn on. You know, nobody seems to can fix the problem because the synthetics was just suppressing, but it wasn't healing the problem. When they wear off, come back again. So my product is simple. If you got to be on my product for the rest of your life, it's not working. And man shall live by bread alone. So my concept is, you got when you come, you should get a result, and you don't have to be using my products every day. The only thing that lasts every day is the word of God.
Hmm.
Everything else is part-time. So once you go to the doctor and they say to you, oh, you're going to have to be in this for the rest of your life or for how many years, it's not working, you know. And most people are not getting the concept. I'm not trying to get at the doctors or anything like that because I work along with doctors too, you know, in terms of doing herbal remedies because some doctors believe in the herbal remedies and we work along together. So it's a legit business I'm doing also to made the general public know, so it's legit. So it's not a thing that I just do on the side of the road and just make a quick money and then move on. No, it's things that I do and make recommendations and they work, okay? Mm-hmm. So the herbal part of it is what I'm into. I'm not into the synthetic, so I don't do aspirin. Someone need aspirin from me in a form of aspirin. Similar to aspirin, I will tell you about a plant that has the same aspirin that the pharmaceutical are making and they modify it. So I'm going to give the general public the real insight on different vitamins. So all the different supplements, the different vitamins, the different minerals. I will give a little rundown on some of the plants that you have at home. I know a lot of persons have these plants at home. So I will tell you exactly what plant, what product you got at your home that will give you particular minerals and vitamins. And you're going to see how surprise you before some people because a lot of people have the product and instead of running to the doctor you have it right in the home. You know, so it's not like you go into the doctor and then you pay, you know, someone came to me better if you could imagine I pay $2.50 to go to the doctor and they send me down to Seco Pharmacy to get $4.75 ibuprofen, I think, paracetamol, one of those things, you know. And there's ways that you can, you know, you could have saved that money and get results without having side effects. So that's what I'm into, and I'm going to touch a lot on sugar, vision problem, cholesterol, pressure. Those are what happen in colon cancer, breast cancer, the kidney problem. So I want to touch a lot on those, and I will give you remedies that you can use, and you will see how simple some of these things really are. However, we don't have all the herbs on island, so a lot of herbs that I have that is imported to help treat. So I've treated persons with breast cancer, colon, high PSA level, urinary tract infection, fibroid cysts, you know, vision problems, skin problems, hepatitis, which is a liver issue, pressure problem, which normally will add to your kidney. So it's ways of treating the kidney. You got to be, you know, treat your body right. So it's not just about grooming your hair, beautify the face. You got to treat the organs too. If you don't service your car, as you drive it, you run it out of oil, then it doesn't work anymore. It's the same concept. Okay, so I'm into the herbal field. So, Sister Miriam, if you have a question, I could pause and you could ask the question.
I have known you for a while, and hearing and seeing you speak and, you know, observe your clients like myself. I came to the conclusion that you are basically a herbalist.
So you can
tell the listener, how long have you been studying like plant medicine before feeling yourself qualified to be a herbalist?
I was into bartending first. I did a course with the University of Ohio in 1995. But before that, in terms of learning what good for what, I normally get the knowledge from my grandmother. But because I was into alcohol beverages. Alcohol are made from plants. I know what plants work for what. What plants will give you a digestive in terms of you want to start to have your dinner. What drink would I give it to open your appetite? So what I do, I just transfer that knowledge. From instead of doing an alcohol beverage, it's to do to a non-alcoholic beverage because I already know into plants. So I know bark, herb, roots, what they made from, what they use for to make what particular plant. And then I also had studies in terms of the plants, plant-based. But then I have to know the characteristic of the drink now. What do I put together that will work for someone? So I have to know the characteristic of it also. So that will take you a little more deeper down into past the bartender, so you're going into mixology, okay, and the formulation of products that you'll infuse together and what will work. But most of my knowledge came from my grandmother, so that's how I got the knowledge to know what works for what, you know. And then as I go, I have a lot of older folks who I correspond a lot with, and they will give me more knowledge. So gain a lot of knowledge from persons that are the elders, you know. They will tell you the plants, and I normally try a lot of these products on my own and myself. However, not necessarily because it works for me, it's going to work for somebody else. Because somebody else's blood type is different than mine. The diet is different. So we've got to keep all this into consideration. So even though I said to you, Sister Mary, and I had wild tamarind in my worm, I'm just giving, and I'm being real because it's in the worm that I do. Because most people don't even know that wild tamarind can work. Okay, and it works very good for me. It makes you jump 10 feet. You try it, and it does not work for you. So we got to know your blood type, your body chemistry, your diet, your body mass. It's all different. So you probably may need wild tamarind. You probably may need wormwood that they put in the wormer instead of the wild tamarind. Okay? You might just need a padaku. That's another herb again. That's good to kill worm, parasites. Or you maybe just need a cotton seed. Or you might just need a pumpkin seed. So, or the papaya seed. See, there's so many things that just, these are all natural stuff I just called for you, that are herb that works for a parasite. So you might be allergic to some of those plants, I don't know. But some of these, you don't have to have it in there. So it's always important to know what, if the customer asks, what's in it, I will give you some of the plants. I won't give you my formula, how I formulated it, but I will. It's fair and honest enough to let customers know what they automatically taking into their body. So I am not offended by your question, what's in it? I will normally ask, are you allergic to any particular product? They say, no, but I just need to know. I will give you at least 80% of the ingredients to a customer, and that should bring a bit of satisfaction to someone. Okay? All right.
You are listening to Lighthouse Conversation, and the voice you are hearing is Trevor Isaac, better known as Betop, an herbalist, and he is encouraging us to stay healthy by using natural remedies. I've heard you spoke before, and you had so many information on the immune system. And in preparing, I was in conflict with my thoughts as to where you should start. So I will give you the opportunity now to enlighten the listener with the first step when it comes to herbal medicine.
Yes. First of all, what I want to touch on is the minerals that you can get from a lot of plant-based. So here we go. We have like vitamin A, vitamin B1, vitamin B2 will give us riboflavin. We have vitamin B3, niacin. So these are some of the vitamins you normally hear persons are talking about. So when you talk about B complex, this is a complex of vitamins put together. You know, multivitamins is just a multiples of vitamin. So when they say B12 vitamins you buy, these are just all vitamins that are all put together. So some of these vitamins that you put together to get the B complex that you would normally buy in the store. However, these vitamins basically are sourced in different plants. So for instance, I'm going to use a very important one people use at home. You know, mommy used to cook a lot. Parsley. parsley is a very essential herb. Okay, it has vitamin B3 in it. It also has vitamin B2. Okay, it has vitamin B1. So simple it is. So these are that you can get naturally dried. Take a tea and you could have it on its own, or you could make multiples of different plants. I normally work with 3 herbs. So work with a 1 plant or 3 plants, 5 plants, 7 plants, 9, 11. So I normally do odd numbers. I don't do even numbers. Yes, yeah, so I'm going to share light in terms of, so our body basically need, for instance, enzymes. Enzymes is what our body uses in order to, for joints, okay, to reflex, for reflexology, meaning to keep our joints moving. Without enzymes, they don't move. How do we source enzymes? Enzymes is very high in papaya and pineapple. However, pineapple is very high in vitamin C. So you could have a challenge with the acid level problem, which is a uric level acid problem. So in order for you to cut back on the acidity that you would consume in the body, you do papaya. So you have a choice. It's not like you go and you buy a tablet and you got to use that particular tablet. Then you have choice. Your blood type makes a difference also. Okay, so you need iron, alfalfa. I'm going to call some specific herb that you get a complex of minerals and vitamins from. So alfalfa is one of them. Kelp is also another one. These two herbs or plants, and the parsley also, you find these, and garlic actually have almost all the different minerals that you're looking for in the world. Okay, so if you're looking for magnesium, alfalfa has it. Iron, alfalfa has it. Calcium, it's in also in alfalfa. B2, vitamin A, all these are in alfalfa. Vitamin C, alfalfa, vitamin D. It's in alfalfa, vitamin K. And vitamin K is a very important vitamin that helps with the heart. So, for instance, if the doctor is saying to you that you're having a heart perforation issue, or you have a high cholesterol problem in your blood, which is arteriosclerosis. That's the correct name for it. So that means you're having too much fat in the heart. Okay, these are some of the vitamins that you need. So parsley will be a very good one for you to use. You understand? Alfalfa. So these are different plants you can use. Dandelion. So these are something that will help with the vitamin P that you need. Okay, so I'm giving you different ideas of what you can do, what plants you can use. So instead of the doctor say, oh, you're lacking vitamin D. Vitamin D, you can get it from kelp, you can get it from alfalfa. So these are different things that you can get it from. You can get it from watercress, chlorophyll. So watercress is something that sells in the store. It's similar family to parsley. After today, you could try it. Persons could try this at home. You know, normally try 2 ounces of parsley to 5 ounces of water would be a very good method in order to try some of these things. And these will help to heal a lot of things in the body too. So it gets away with of inflammation. As Sister Mene was asking, what are some of the minerals that we can use? For instance, let's say a big challenge that we have presently now, it's a colon issue. There's so many people coming out with colon problems. So I'm touching on male and female. Okay, so we have different herbs that we can use for colon problem. So colon cancer, enlarged prostate, either which one, but I'm just touching on the colon. So we also can use the aloe vera, the alfalfa. We also have slippery elm, cascara. These are all herbs that you can use to formulate. Okay, ginger, hyssop, comfrey. These are some of the different things so that you can use for a colon problem. However, manzanita, these are also good for a colon problem. So let's say if you have a colon cancer. So these are some of the things. Just say if you have a simple constipation, yeah, then the cascara will be a very good one for you to do. Okay, but just say if an infection is in the colon, then the barberry, the also can be also used also as well as golden seal, which is one of the most important herb on earth that will help with an infection. If you have an infection in the body, in the kidney, or into the bladder, because normally the bladder is what basically extract all the waste from the kidney, take it down to your urinary tract, and then you pass it out. Okay? So those are some of the herbs that you can get from use for a colon issue. However, for fibroid issue, I know a lot of the ladies are suffering fibroid. It all has to do with how you're eating, you're not cleansing. But there's ways of dealing with your fibroid or your cyst. I have herbal remedies for all these stuff that I'm calling. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say, for instance, you have a fibroid issue. The kojo root is someone which most people would have familiar with. Jamaicans call it guinea hen weeds, but it's the same thing, kojo. Vervine, okay, inflammation bush. Okay, you have the shiny bulb, dog blood. So you see I'm getting you some of the herbs that you can use. So all these are formulas that you will put together in order to get rid of a fibroid issue. And I have those products, and they work. So I'm giving you some living testimonies that they do work. Mm-hmm. I want to touch a little on the gallbladder. We just did fibroid. So a gallbladder issue, you would normally do like barberry, chickweed, golden seal, comfrey. So I'm just giving a little hint of, I'm not telling you all the ingredients, but I'm just giving ideas of what you can use. So everything that I'm calling to is natural. I know a lot of the folks don't know some of these herbs, but I do know. So if any person wish to know what herb is good for what, I don't have a problem if they want to go and do it themselves. That's okay. Okay, so if you can assist someone, that's not even a problem. Sometimes, you know, some persons are financially challenged and they can only afford a particular amount of products. I will tell you what's the best way to go about capitalizing and economize and, you know, and get a result as good as if you spend $1,000. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always out there to help. Yes.
You said there was a point in your life when something went wrong with you medically.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so what herb introduced you to the healing world of plants?
Yeah, sarsaparilla was one, tamberry was one, the moringa was one. We have sage, pomegranate. These are all different herbs that I was using. I didn't know how to formulate them together, so I was trying different herbs. But I decided, no, as I told you, one evening I just got that spirit came over me and told me, call in Nevis to get a sarsaparilla, get the tamberry root, and I get some other products that I use. And that gravitated me to use it. But I know by knowledge, as my grandmother said, herbal stuff is very slow. They don't work overnight. They take a long period of time to work. A fair assessment of some products can go up to 60 to 90 days to 120 days in order for you to get the full effect of how it works. So you have to be patient. It's like you go down the road, you take an injection, you feel good, and then you have a heart palpitation, you have a vision problem, you have so many different complications. After you heal one, then it creates another 20 more problems. It's so different. So that's what gravitated me to it. But I tried on myself. I never sold it or anything like that. I used it on me, and I realized I was feeling a lot better. It was giving me energy. It was doing so many different things. But then I realized I started doing it about in November, October that year, and in the June, July, I get the full result of it. You know, could bend my knee. I never really tried to do it. I bend my knee, and up to this day. So that's over. That would be nearly about 20 years ago or more that I did that. And from right that one particular moment, I did that healing process to myself. It gravitates me to this expansive adventure of a better knowledge in terms of herb and helping people and healing people from different parts of the Caribbean.
You are listening to Lighthouse Conversation, and the voice you are hearing is Trevor Isaac, better known as Betop, an herbalist, and he is encouraging us to stay healthy by using natural remedies.
I was explaining the different vitamins and minerals that are out there to help the body, to heal the body. I touched on a few of the vitamins, but I minimized the amount of minerals that I was talking about. So, for instance, like chromium, copper, iodide, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium. So these are all different sulfur, zinc. So these are some of the other minerals that I didn't touch. So I was on that field. Your body requires basically every one of these minerals and vitamins that I just called. However, some people are not having a quarter of these daily because they're just sticking to one particular diet. So we're not giving our body a healing process in terms of food-wise. Okay, our body repairs itself when we go to sleep, sometimes between 11 to 2 in the night. Our body helps to heal itself, okay? So our body will produce substance that can help to heal, all right? So these are some of the things that I know that the body does, but it also needs the supplements and the vitamins, the minerals, in order for it to do the work. Okay, so you got to supplement your body in order for it to function properly. So the brain produces a substance called melatonin. Melatonin is what repairs the body. That's when you're sleeping. So if you miss that sleep, then you don't get it. It doesn't come back. Then you got to work extra harder to get more sleep, get a better rest, diet yourself properly. Okay, so these are some of the ways that the body will have to consume minerals by you feeding it. It doesn't just get it on its own. Okay. Yes, so those are the minerals that you need to use in order to get. So, for instance, let's say I was emphasizing iron. Okay, how do we get iron? You can get the same alfalfa I was telling you about. That will give you iron. Parsley will also give you iron. Kelp will also give you iron. So I'm giving things that people will be more familiarized. It will be easier for people, not only because it's easy for you to get, but it's more economical for persons. You know, most people have access to some of these products. So now I want to stick to the everyday products that we have around us.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. So like for calcium, alfalfa will work again. Chamomile will work. Kelp comes again. So these are different things that we can use. For instance, potassium, alfalfa is also a big one. Parsley is also a big one. White oak, papaya. So these are some of the things that we can use. So if you notice, I'm calling herbs that most of us are familiar with, that you can use, you understand? So you don't really like to buy the synthetic. So I was basically more into that. However, most people will say, I need to get my vitamin C, so I got to buy my B-complex, okay? Your B-complex, it's very simple. You get parsley, you can get cumin, which helps to heal the body also. You get it from turmeric. Ginger is also there. So these are different healing products, and they also have these same vitamins that I'm calling. So the B1, the B2, the B3, B6, B12, you know, alfalfa will do a big covering from all these minerals, from vitamins that you basically need. Also with kelp, parsley, sage, you know, because these are things that will help to heal the neurotransmitter nerve also. So dandelion will help. It's a blood purifier also, but it also helps to supplement the body in terms of getting the minerals and vitamins that you basically need for the body itself. For instance, the doctor said, oh, you're lacking vitamin C, okay? Or you're lacking vitamin D. Watercress for vitamin D, alfalfa will do it. Vitamin E, you can be from nuts, but I don't like to work with nuts really because some nuts are very high in cholesterol. However, the Brazilian nut is a very good nut. It's high in selenium. Selenium is what you need to supplement your thyroid. Okay, but however, you don't have to do Brazilian nut. You can do the kelp. Because kelp is also high in selenium also. Okay? So I'm just touching on a bit of everything for you. Vitamin E, the same watercress, alfalfa, dandelion, danquai, a lot of people heard about. So I know they could use danquai for also to get the vitamin E. And the K and the G, they all similar. So some of these same supplements that they call herbal remedies can also use for all these particular vitamins that you're looking for. The formula now is what makes a difference, you know. What should I put with a dandelion? Okay? We're not going to boil the dandelion and we're going to put a canned milk inside of it. So we need to do herbal remedies. So dandelion, alfalfa, parsley, these are things that can go together. Danquai, they all herb I'm calling for you. These are herbal remedies that can go together and they will give you a combination of vitamin A, vitamin B, the B1, B2, B3, to vitamin 6, to vitamin B12. You'll get all these supplements naturally instead of doing a synthetic infusion to the body, to ingest it. So you could do this particular vitamins in herbal form and you intake it. Okay, I want to move from a little of all the supplements and the vitamins, you know. A couple of things that's hampering the whole society presently now. A lot of people are having a kidney issue. Reason why? They're not cleaning, not drinking enough water, and they're not cleaning. Your body is about 65% water. And most people are not even drinking 5 or 10% of water. Everybody's going for juice, the synthetic juice.
Join us next week as we continue our conversation with Betap, herbalist, right here in Antigua. Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or Lighthouse, B-I-M-I, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.